Hey guys, it's Tiki
and Walter,
and we are here again on Real Ghost Stories by Real People. And today's episode, we're going to stay on topic. Thank you. And we're going to talk about Delaware, because that's where we're from, and we're going to talk about hauntings in Delaware. I would like for our listeners to tell us where they're from and talk about hauntings that are known in their state. So right now, since we're going to start it off with the first state, Delaware, I will tell you 8 most haunted places in Delaware. And I'm getting this off of the internet, guys, because I want to be exact and precise when I tell you these stories. And we'll discuss them as we go along. Number 8, Old Maggie's Bridge in Seaford, Delaware. The ghost story about Old Maggie's Bridge is an interesting one, but it certainly does have some elements of urban legend about it, given that it seems to be a Bloody Mary type of game. However, it is popular enough that local people will still warn visitors about the bridge, so it most likely qualifies for being included, even if it is a little embellished. They said it was embellished. Anyway, Maggie's Bridge is located on Route 78 in Seaford and is apparently the site of a fatal accident in which a pregnant woman named Maggie perished. The legend is that if you stand on Maggie's Bridge at night and shout out, "Maggie, I have your baby," into the darkness, you will soon hear the sound of sobbing, Maggie scrambling in the bushes looking for her child. Wow, I want to try that. I would try that. As long as my car is like right there, and I like I'm with a whole bunch of people.
Like, no, I don't. How? What's a whole bunch?
Like enough to fill the car up. Like 8. I need 8 people with me. I need 8 people, because if we all gotta go, 8 people gonna go. By the time I'm out, I'm sorry. I can't just be me by myself. What, I'm just going to hear it and then try to get back in the car, the doors is locked? No, I don't want that type of feeling.
Yeah, I
don't want that type of feeling. Okay. Number 7, the Addie C in Bethany, Delaware. The Addie C is beautiful, a Victorian-style bed and breakfast with stunning sea views and a real homely feel. However, this is also one of most haunted places in Delaware. The house was built in 1902 and was named after John M. Addie. Over the years, it has changed hands several times, but the past 25 years, the Gravettes have owned and operated the bed and breakfast. They have undertaken extensive restoration work in keeping with the original design. In terms of the paranormal side of things, it is believed that at least 3 of the 13 rooms are haunted. Room number 1 is the home of the Addie C. infamous haunted bathroom. The copper bathroom is said to violently shake on occasions, and many guests have experienced this strange phenomenon that cannot be easily explained. In room number 6, there is a paranormal activity of a very different kind. Often, when people pass by the room, they say that they can hear organ music coming from the room, even although there is certainly no organ in the room. Finally, room number 11 is said to be haunted by the ghost of Paul Delaney, a man who once worked at the Addie C. These haunted rooms are only the beginning of the paranormal activity at the Addie C. There are also reports of a ghost who runs through the hallways in the evening. At certain times, the air is filled with the scent of perfume and mysterious music floats through the building. There are also a handful of reports of footsteps on the roof in the dead of night, which some claim belong to a ghost of Kurt Addie, who fell to his death from the roof many years ago. Are you brave enough to sleep in one of the haunted rooms at the Addie C?
I certainly am not.
I certainly am not either. I can't.
I don't like the bathroom.
And then I definitely don't want to go to a bathroom that's shaking.
What is this, Los Angeles?
Why was I about to say that? I want to be where the people move and the ground stays still. No, I'm not with that.
I'm not into that type of thing.
I'm not into that.
When I'm trying to avoid my bladder.
Yeah, what if you're taking a mean, number 2?
Yeah.
And you just sitting there and the toilet starts shaking? Like, no. That is not even peaceful. Who would even want to stay? Why is that place still open? If even they need to shut that bathroom down. That nobody should even be able to go into that bathroom. Who wants to be disturbed when they're taking a number two? Huh? Or even if you got to go really bad and then you just mess around. Especially, I feel sorry for men. Like, they could just be going in there peeing and the whole thing starts shaking. So they're just swinging.
Okay.
Pee everywhere. Just pee everywhere. It don't even make no sense. They need to close that bathroom down. What do you listeners think? Should they close that bathroom down? What you say?
I'm not doing it, period. You understand? I'm not going in that place, period. That's why I'm so glad that people be dumb enough to put these type of histories out here for everybody to see. I won't do it.
Why? You want to go to Myrtle's, but you can't go to ours.
Let me tell you, they never said none of this type of stuff down in Myrtle. This is monstrous.
Okay, number six, Bellevue Hall in Wilmington, Delaware. This is where we live, in Wilmington.
Yeah, that's too close.
So this is Wilmington and Bellevue Hall. Okay. Bellevue Hall is a property that sits nestled in Bellevue State Park and is reputed to be one of the most haunted places in Delaware. They say that about everything. Every time you... I didn't even mean to cut the story off, but every place is the most haunted place wherever you're from.
Wherever you are.
Yes.
That's it. Everything got a bad...
And he just said the other place was the most haunted place in Delaware.
These places. It's
so, this is the most haunted place in Delaware again, thanks to a number of spirits which call it home. The second and third floors of the building are closed to the public. But staff say that these are by far the most active parts of the property in terms of unexplained activity. The ghosts have been known to mess around with the electricity, move chairs around, and they are often heard in the form of disembodied screams and laughter. Now, that's demonic. Like that. Yeah. I don't like that either.
That's not right.
And I wouldn't be working there. I'm sorry. And you're talking about it's closed off to the public, so that don't mean that. That means no, nobody's up there but you.
Okay.
That no. How do you want to even work in an environment like that where you know you're going to be the only one that has access to that part and that's where it's the most haunted?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't work there. I'm sorry. Number five, Cape Henlopen State Park. This is in Lewes, Delaware. Cape Henlopen State Park in Lewes, Delaware also has a rather creepy tale associated with it. It is said that there is phantom soldier still on duty behind Tower 12. Those who get too close to his post, which is located in a bunker underneath what appears to be a dune near the campground bicycle trail next to Spotting Tower 12, have heard growling or have been yelled at by a disembodied voice. The face of the soldier has also manifested itself in photographs and video clips recorded in the area on a number of different occasions.
No. And people just...
What's disembodied?
Disembodied. It's like when you... Check the music from...
Oh, sounding like that? That's disembodied?
Disembodied, period. Somebody say, Tiggy. And you looking around. It ain't nobody accompanying the voice. Okay, that's disembodied. I can hear somebody, but I damn sure don't see anybody. Okay, that's disembodied.
Not bodied. Oh, not in their body. Okay, because yeah. This means not. I already... Yeah. Okay, I get it. So, let me go back to that again, because it was something I needed to say. You talking about if you get too close to it, then it's somebody screaming, get back, or however. Wow.
Oh, so they saving your life?
No, he said growling and have been yelled at. He's still staying at his post, so obviously you're too close to where
he said, back up.
Yeah. I ain't with that.
I don't play those games.
Okay, number four, Christiana Fire Company, Station 12 in Christiana. Oh, this is out there by in Newark in Christiana. Okay.
Near the hospital.
It is said that there are two different ghosts haunting the Christiana Fire Company, Station 12. One of them believed to be an evil one. The evil spirit is said to appear in the doorway of the engineer's room as a dark, shadowy figure. This one seems to appear much more frequently than the other, kinder ghosts. In fact, the kind spirit is rarely seen, but it is believed that whenever the evil spirit appears, the kind spirit is there stopping the evil one from going any further into the hallway. Witnesses say that it is an ongoing battle between good and evil, and that anyone present when it happens can most definitely feel it.
And y'all still come to work there? I got enough stress on my back worrying about putting out a fire. And you think I'm going to keep coming to work every day? You deal with this constant struggle between the forces of light and the forces of darkness? No. You don't pay me enough to risk my life and my sanity. I don't see what's amusing about that at all. And the hell they got going.
He said, you don't pay me enough to risk my life and my sanity. He said, not today. Not today or any
other day. Or any other day.
Oh, he said, bad enough I gotta go to work and worry about putting out fires.
Okay.
But then I gotta sit at work and then feel the forces of good and evil. That is stressful.
And you telling me you can feel it. You know, some of them places, they got beds at them places. I can't even go to sleep here. I'm tired. I don't want to eat the firehouse chili. None of it.
Mm-mm.
That's horrible.
That's too much. That is right.
They better keep their mouth shut. Don't tell me nothing.
Okay, I want to know from our listeners, how many of you will still work there? Knowing, now, and remember, it is open. It's all 24 hours. So you do have to sleep there. Some people do sleep there. So, mind you, you're sleeping in the cot.
Okay.
Waiting till a fire arrives.
Okay.
And then you tired because you've been working all day doing little stuff and, you know, putting out fires. You try to get some rest.
And then the shadow.
And next thing you know, here's the good and evil coming.
No. First, you got to imagine it. You got to take this back. You laying there and then the darkness overtakes you. It's just standing in the corner. And just as you're thinking, oh my God, the jig's up. I'm in for a rough night. A light spirit comes in and just guards you. And you got to stand here and feel this energy. I'm going home. After I go to report to my superior and tell him that I will not be back tomorrow. Or the next day. Or the next.
Right.
Because I quit. Or, no, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to pack my family up, move us out here to Wilmington where they have transferred me.
Yes, get transferred or something. Yeah.
We got other firehouses. You got the one out there in Holloway Terrace.
Okay, so now we're going to go to number 3.
Where was this at? Oh, no, you said it was Christiana. They could, that's close enough to Wilmington that they could get out of there if they wanted to. They want to feel that.
So number 3 is Catman's Grave in Frankfort.
I'm not going nowhere with somebody named Catman.
Okay. Catman's Grave in Frankfort, Delaware. Okay. One of the strangest tales.
Oh, we just seen this yesterday on that show we was watching.
One of the strangest tales to come out of Delaware has to be the Catman.
Mm.
This story is associated with Long Cemetery in Frankfort, said to be one of the most haunted places in Delaware.
Here we go.
Apparently in life. The Catman was a gravekeeper who spent a large portion of his time chasing troublemakers out of the cemetery.
Mm.
He was apparently a very feline-looking man. Mm. And after his death, it is said that those cat-like features became more prominent, and now the caretaker's spirit manifests as a part cat, part man creature who's often scared away the kids who come to the cemetery to party. He is still watching over the place, even in death. It is also said that if you are bold enough to knock on his tomb and disturb him and in his rest, then he will mess with your vehicle, making it so you have difficulty leaving the cemetery.
Let me tell you.
I'm not even going to. I'm not going to disturb
I'm
anything.
I'm not going to play around with nobody. I'm not even going. Like a cat man in the night. Okay. And that's straight out of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's a cat man in the night. You understand? He prowling the night, a full grown cat, but a man. No, brother.
That's crazy.
I don't believe in desecrating tombs. No way. And knocking on somebody's tomb is a desecration.
Ain't okay? It?
I don't play around in graveyards. I don't like going to graveyards during the day. So, you ain't got to ever worry about catching me, Catman, in the night.
Wow.
Because I don't play those type of games. And you can hop in your car and skedaddle on down to Frankfort and go on into Catman Cemetery like it's a joke. But I certainly will not be a part of that.
He said if they come in there to party and do disturbing.
Let me tell you, they also said if you knock, what we here for if we ain't here to party or knock? We just had a cemetery looking around. checking out Case in the joint? No. So, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go for the legend.
So you want to go to Nah?
No, I'm not going to go. That's what I'm saying. But if I'm going to go, hypothetically,
yeah.
I'm not going for nothing.
Well, I don't care.
You get back from the... You knock, knock, knock. So I'm imagining that your car, where you can park your car, is a ways off from where his plot is. So you leave your car down the hill and you go on up. Because I seen yesterday when we was looking at it, the boy who had it on YouTube, he was showing flashes of these places. Because I'd never been to Frankfurt. But when I seen that flash of Frankfurt come across that screen, it looked like one giant, just a field of life. It was just grass that just never seemed to end. And it looked like the field just went on and on and on.
You ain't seen no plots.
No, I didn't. No, it was plots. But I'm saying it looked like a marsh, basically. But it was solid ground, is what I'm saying. You know how a marsh just looked endless, like a swamp that just go on and on. Trees that had all this moss and whatnot on them.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like it was nowhere for you to park, really. So you park all the way down the hill, and I'm pretty sure he's way past up the hill. And you knock, knock, knock. And we all up there bagging up. We laughing. We cracking up. It's a joke. I knew what nothing going to happen. So you walk back down the hill, and you see him like a cat man down at your car, fiddling with the inside of your car. We're done. We're dead. He's about to give us everything a cat would give you if it could. He's going to leap through the air. You can't outrun that. I'm so glad that I don't have to outrun it. I just have to outrun the people who are with me. Because you better believe that I don't care if I came there with 10, 11 of my closest friends. You included, Freckles. If I get in that car and I got them keys and y'all ain't in the car with me, when the cat man prowls the night, I'm leaving everybody. As soon as I get that car to kick back, I'm sorry. I am sorry. I didn't know nobody in that moment.
Wow.
I forgot about all of y'all. All I thought was I came here alone. I know I didn't come here alone. Y'all didn't make it. Y'all didn't make it. He slaughtered y'all. I could hear y'all screams in my mind. You know how your imagination overreacting in a situation like that? I didn't saw him claw you about. He didn't slash the dash.
You don't know old cat man claw your mom about.
Mommy, I told you many a time, even if it was like a regular lion or a tiger somehow got caught in there, I'm not going to play hero.
Wow.
That's a wild beast. I can't help you. No, and it's no sense in both of us leaving here. There's no sense in that. Huh? That's a cat man in the night. They didn't say... They say he was half cat. Okay? Oh, that means he could be somewhere. You know how sneaky cats are? You don't see cats until they attack it. He over there under the brush somewhere, and next thing you know, you just hear like a loud growl, and he's on you.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, can we move on? Number
two. I'm sorry. That just.
Number two, John Dickinson House in Dover, Delaware.
I'm so glad I don't live close.
The Dickinson Mansion, also known as Poplar Hall, served as the childhood home of John Dickinson, former congressman and delegate to the U.S. Constitutional Convention of 1787. The property was built in 1739 and almost completely destroyed in a fire during 1804. It is now open to the public as a museum and is also one of the most haunted places in Delaware. The house is said to be haunted by John Dickinson himself, and many visitors have reported hearing the sound of someone writing in the old master study. His apparition has also been seen around the property, and his voice has been captured several times via EVP. That's not too bad. He's writing. You like that. You're a writer.
Oh, is that all he's doing?
Yeah,
I could walk down. I believe when it's that type of stuff, then they overtake you. Like, perhaps he had that one last novel that he never got out, and he finds, like, a kindred spirit within, and I'm writing, next thing you know, I'm overtaken by this rush of energy, and I just turn out a bestseller. Yeah. I would allow that. I would go to those type of houses. Like, if I had, to, like, when my first novel sells, that's what I plan on doing, going to places like the Overlook Hotel. I could relate.
Okay, well, number one.
Running around like a fool.
Which one do you think number one is?
And it's anywhere in Delaware? Pea Patch Island.
Yeah.
I knew they were sad enough to say that. I went to Pea Patch, and I number one, say, Fort I felt nothing.
Delaware, Fort Delaware is number one, Delaware City. Okay. Fort Delaware is now inactive. And that it no longer serves as a harbor defense facility.
Yeah, I was about to say.
However, it is certainly still active in terms of paranormal activity. Pea Patch Island has been owned by the military since the 1810, having been seized from a Dr. Gale who was using it as a private hunting ground. The French built the fort to protect Delaware from the Confederates and other enemies in 1812. Captain Samuel Babcock oversaw the efforts to make the fortification stronger. Sea walls and dikes were built, strategic points around the island, and the construction of the Star Fort was started in 1817. However, due to various delays and damage suffered, it took much longer to complete than anticipated. The second version of the fort, which is the Pentagon one you see on the island today, was designed by Captain Delafield and was built between 1848 and 1859, although it was not declared complete until 1868. Today, Fort Delaware is said to be one of the most haunted places in Delaware, and the dungeons are probably the most active spot in the structure. Prisoners would have been kept in the dungeon without beds or even water. They slept on the floor amidst the vermin, so needless to say, death and disease were rife. There have been many people who have reported shadowy figures and full-body apparitions in the dungeon, and it is not all uncommon to hear disembodied voices echoing through the dark halls of the fort. There have also been sounds of chains rattling.
Mm. You hear any of that?
Well, when we went to Pea Patch Island, we did too much.
But you know what? I will honestly say that Mackay Suter, he used to come here, and he said that his people used to work at Pea Patch Island. And that he would work at Pea Patch Island. He would take the ferry over to Pea Patch Island. And when he took the ferry over, the ferry would drop him off, and he would stay the weekend. He was the guard for over the weekend, and he would be there by himself. Mm. I said, the stories that this poor soul has. Because there's no way on God's, I don't care if you offered me all the gold the land has to offer. You could literally sign over America, Europe, and most other countries to me. And I still would not ever. You saw what that looked like. Imagine taking that ferry over there by yourself.
Yeah.
Imagine the ride across that dreadful water in that ferry, knowing that as soon as that ferry driver bids you farewell, that's it for the weekend, and you go into this place, no Wi-Fi, no phone, no lights, huh? Yeah. Just you, a flashlight, and perhaps if they're kind to you, a taser. And what is that going to do to a specter or spook?
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta parade up and down every one of these places because it's his job as the guard, so he gotta check stuff out. That place don't need no guard. It ain't a fool in this world dumb enough to go over to Pea Patch Island and try to hide out. Huh?
Not me.
I don't care if the law was looking for me, and when they caught me, they was gonna behead me. And I just happened to be in the middle of New Jersey and Delaware, and I look and I said, oh, there's Pea Patch Island. I'd ride by. Huh?
Good ride, boss.
I'd rather the police catch me and behead me than to think I'm going to go up there and spend the night and the weekend by myself.
Wow.
No. Here I am, officers. Take me down. What the hell y'all got going? That place wasn't scary during the day, and that was because it was all these guards here with us, and it was a bunch of actors and other families there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But going there by yourself for Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. No.
Mm. Well, we have a couple more places in Delaware. This is Shadowlands. So we did Fort Delaware. So now here's another one in Delaware City called Patchett Playhouse.
Last, no place called a playhouse.
Last used as a playhouse and dance hall back in the summer of 99. Oh. Here are figures in paintings and photographs on the walls animate. Mirrors bleed. People are pushed down the front steps.
Like the Harry Potter type animate?
Probably. People are pushed down the front steps by an invisible force and many more things too numerous to mention here. From the outside, you may see faces in the second-story window or a strange purple light moving about the room.
Now, I could see that. I could want to see that from the outside at my car, and we happen to be at the car talking, and we like, come on, we snapping pictures around the building, and I look up and I see somebody in the top building, and I know it's closed, and they wearing them type of clothes from back in the day. I could deal with that. I'd be like, oh, snap. But But if I'm inside the building,
Not being pushed down those stairs, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I'm good on that.
Dover, Delaware, they have another place called Blue Coat Inn.
Nope, that ain't for me either.
And that is haunted at night by an older man and a young boy. Appears to be a drummer boy. Another place in Dover is the Governor's Mansion. This building is quite haunted. Residents have reported, among others, a bewiggled 18th century gentleman, a tippling ghost that will empty wine glasses left in a certain place, a chain rattling ghost in the basement. Supposedly, the place was a stop on the Underground Railroad, and it is said that some slaves were sold out and recaptured, and a little girl in a red dress who plays in the gardens.
Little kid ghosts are seemingly the worst type of ghost. It's two types that really get to me. Kid ghosts and old ladies.
Why?
I don't have any idea, but those are, for me, the worst type. I could deal with, I'm not going to say that because I probably couldn't deal with a demon either, but I would rather see like I would rather see the nun from The Conjuring.
What?
I would rather see the nun from The Conjuring.
If any of y'all saw The Conjuring.
They seen it.
What would make somebody want to see the nun?
I would rather see that than an old lady at the end of my bed with long stringy white hair and like a nightgown, like Gran from True Blood, just staring over me, staring down at
me. Why would you want to see the nun in The Conjuring? You see her face?
Yeah, I seen it, and that's something that's going to cause me to cry out to the rock. Okay, but an old lady, I'm going to freeze up. I'm going to stare at her, stare at me, shaking and shivering in that bed.
No, I don't like that.
No, I'd rather see that. That type of stuff causes you to be like, oh my God, dear God, take this vision from my sight. It make you say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But an old lady, you're going to freeze. Because she look normal, like somebody grandma, and then she just staring at you, and you know she ain't supposed to be there. You alone in the house. Or like you wake up and it's a little girl at the edge of your bed with like blonde ringlets, like Claudine or Claudia from Interview with a Vampire, just staring at you, holding her breasts and her baby bear in her other arm, looking at you.
Can you stop? Okay, another one in Dover is called The Green at Dover. A judge's angry spirit walks among the nearby tombstones and are on the green.
No, see, when they say the green, because that was on there too, we seen the picture, but you weren't paying attention, you was on your phone. Mm. The green is basically like a park. It looked like, but it's not like a big park. Like, it's like, I wouldn't even call it a park. It's like, on either side is like a row of buildings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Delaware Supreme Court building and all of that stuff is on either side. And then in the middle, it's just a patch of, like a long stretch of trees and but it's very thin. It's not big. It looked like a little park that you would have a picnic at.
Mm-hmm.
And it just stretches down and it's really pretty though. And that's the green. It's like a little park, but with no swings and stuff, just like a place that you would take, you know, when you see in a movie when people fancy and they go out there and they had a little picnic.
Boy, whatever. The next one is Wound Socket. I never heard of Wound Socket that word.
I ain't going but to anyway, place that either. Are you saying
Wound
like
Socket?
Like a person?
No, WOON Socket.
Oh, Wound Socket. That sounds
this place is called Mount St. Charles Academy.
Nope.
Supposedly, one of the former brothers, or the Sacred Heart, the brothers that run the high school, had died and was so disliked that the students stuck pencils in his eyes at his funeral. For revenge, he is known to haunt the fourth floor and walk in and out of the rooms. First of all,
what is the name of the academy?
It's called Mount St. Charles Academy.
Where's that at?
In Wound Socket, Delaware. I never heard of that. I never heard of no Wound Socket.
Can you imagine somebody sending you
but
there?
But first of all,
I'm
why?
I'm sending you to Wound Socket.
First of all, why are you? No, where's his family? Where's though? You're poking. How are they doing that?
That means his family wasn't there. They said he was disliked. So that he was just laid out in that casket.
And they
and
just poked. Who's even doing that to a dead corpse? First of all, I would be so scared.
To come in there and just take pencils and poke. That's a lie.
I don't believe that.
That's a lie. All right.
So we're going to move on to Frederica, Delaware, Highway 12 West. Glowing red eyes of a dog are seen on this stretch.
This one there, too. And this road looks like if anybody is from the East Coast and you've ever been to Atlantic City, and the back roads that you take to get to Atlantic City, like if you're from Philly or basically Philly or up.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chester and all of that. The back roads that you take to get to Atlantic City, it looks like that. except they're way longer. It's almost like the road from Children of the Corn. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And that was the picture. And the man said, people can walk on this road. And I'm looking like, where are you attempting to get walking on that road? Are there houses upward?
So these glowing red eyes of a dog are seen on this stretch of this highway. Legend has that many years ago, a man was angry with his landlord. And so the man murdered him and grinded him up with cornmeal and fed it to his dog. The specter of the dog with illuminated eyes that appear to be red are seen roadside by drivers at night.
And they said when you're walking on the road, you can hear chains rattling, and some people hear the sound of wet meat being consumed.
It's so like you could hear the dog eating. Ew.
Oh my God. Can you imagine hearing that? You walking on the road by yourself?
I don't want to.
Just in the night.
Next one is Gumboro. This is Old Hampstead. No matter if it be breathing on the stairs or figures walking across the yard, this historic house in the heart of Gumboro, Delaware, still houses those of the past. No matter the way they come across, hay or a pleasure to have around, and act as protectors of the old homestead. It's not too bad. Kent County in Woodland. Woodland Beach, early 1900s, Woodland Beach had a boardwalk and other attractions. All that stands now of the former boardwalk is a pier, ties in the water. But on a well-lit night of the full moon, you can see figure walking over the water where the boardwalk used to be, maybe waiting to get on the ferry that no longer travels from there. There is mostly home put. Somebody cannot spell. There is mostly home put in the Woodland area now, but the beach is open to the public. But keep in mind, the water can rise over the bridge that leads to the beach. How in the world is...
Then I can't go because I can't swim. And if I'm supposed to take the bridge to get to the beach, and yet the water from the beach is able to rise up so high that it can overtake the bridge to get to the beach, then why would I want to go to that beach? That's not a beach.
That's not a beach. That's the ocean. Exactly. Okay,
people talk nonsense. I think he mean when the high tide come in. So you can be out there during the day, but when the tide come in, you got to come in.
I ain't with all that either.
That's too dangerous for me. No wonder it's haunted. That's not the true story. The true story is that somebody was out there walking on that way, drowned in that water. That water has consumed many a soul. And I can feel that in my gut. I'm waiting on you to get down to Wilmington where we got... Because that's walking distance.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on. I know this is a side story, but I was in Old Newcastle one day, mommy skipping school at the old, Old Newcastle, you know where the graveyards are. And so, like, these really old graveyards that go back to, like, the World War when they stormed the beach. So, the Civil War, right, when they stormed the beach. And it was, and I happened to be skipping school with my friend, and we was walking through the graveyard, and we was just looking at the headstones. Well, I was, because I was into that. And he was trying to get out of there as quick as we could, but I was stopping, looking at the headstones. And I walked past two of them. One was...
Why was he trying to get out of there?
Because he was ready to go. One was born March 6th, died March 6th, in 16-something. And the other one was born March 10th, died March 10th, I think it was 17-something.
And that's a coincidence, because that's my birthday, March 6th, and his birthday, March 10th. So that's us. Were they brother and sister?
I don't know. They weren't related. They were nowhere near each other in the dates. And the dates were years off, like centuries.
So, that's coincidence. Well, let me see, which one are we on? Right now we did Woodland. So we're on, didn't we do the neighborhood? Anyway, another one in Lewes, Delaware, the neighborhood of Bay Oaks. In this newly built neighborhood, sightings of orbs and streaks of light have been reported. This Bayside area is believed to be the historical location at which a massacre occurred between the Indians and the Dutch settlers. In this massacre, Indians slaughtered the newly settled Dutch, leaving behind artifacts such as Dutch pottery and arrowheads that had been recently found by new homeowners. Why are they touching that stuff? Only the residents of the Dutch ancestry sensed the ghost's presence or experienced the symptoms that usually accompany the presence of ghosts who may still be in search of eternal rest. Certain symptoms have been reported are cold, spots that are walked in and out of, not near an air vent or window, feeling of being watched or that someone is in the room with you, globes of light, the disappearing and reappearing of ghost-related books about hauntings in the area, and one teenage resident has reported waking up choking with the sensation of a hand around their neck, then seeing the ghostly hand pull away. This area is under paranormal investigation at this time. Don't dare choke me. Okay?
I'll wake up.
Here he go.
Find your hands around my neck and get hysterical.
Wow.
And then when I'm pulling off, I see the hand pull back. They said this was an academy or a school.
This is
it gotta be somewhere. It's a
neighborhood. It's just the neighborhood of Bay Oaks.
A whole neighborhood.
So it's houses, I guess. Yeah.
And
but they said only, hold on, let me go back. It said only the residents of Dutch ancestry sensed the ghost presence. So if your ancestry was there, this is where you were born and raised your family, some people are still there, yeah. You have to be Dutch. Good. Well, yeah, I would love to be Dutch.
I'm so glad because I'm African American. I don't know what we have because, you know, you're not.
So then. We're going to move on to Middletown. Middletown, Delaware. Locust Grove Farm. A young boy was said to have died in the house in the early 1900s. The house is 152 years old.
That's
lights, TVs turned themselves on and off. One night, the toy train in the sunroom began to go around the track all by itself, and voices have been heard. Feeling of not being alone when you walk in the house is common. At night, the house is never quiet. Squeaks and thumps are heard. And this is the Locust Grove Farm. We're going to go on to Newcastle, where we're from, where we tell most of our ghost stories that are reside in the house in Rosegate. This is Newcastle. Newcastle. Rosegate is in Newcastle. But moving on. It's the Amstel House, haunted by unknown spirits that also haunts his son's house down the street. You're not only going to haunt my house, but... your own house, but your son's house, too?
Well, he said, I'm coming everywhere. Wherever my blood is.
Next in Newcastle is Newcastle David Finley Inn. The third floor is haunted by unknown ghosts. That's all they had to say about that. Newcastle Overview Gardens. Overview Gardens is, like, I will say from Rosegate, where we grew up at, in the development of Rosegate, Overview Gardens is across the highway. Yep. So, yeah, because, like, it's different neighbors. It's different developments on Newcastle Avenue where we're from. So, Rosegate being one of them. Overview Gardens being another one. Garfield Park. Simon's Garden. What is the other thing? Across Mansion Park and all that? Okay. So, Overview Gardens. About 15 years ago, a house on Carolyn Street. Somebody lived on Carolyn Street. Had a fire in the attic where three children were sleeping. And the parent of these children could not save them. They died. Later on, the house was remodeled, but the children's spirit remained, walking up and down the steps, closing and opening doors, changing radio stations, and hiding keys. That's something a child of innocent kids would do. Another, Newcastle County, Newcastle Women's Correctional Institution. Oh, that's
Yeah, you know about
WCI. That's our jail. In Delaware. WC. I don't know about that. Don't do that.
Okay, you got out.
I'm going to tell you. I had one time I had got into it with somebody. And I ended up going there. And I ended up going getting out of there that same night. Because I'd already heard stories about WCI. I had to get bailed out. And I got bailed out that night. And I've never been back. I can't do no time in jail. Not no time. And I didn't. And I'm not. Especially not here, because now we'll tell you about it. Newcastle County, WCI, that's the Women's Correctional Institute. Two little children ride their bikes at night up and down the halls. You can hear a little girl crying through the vents in the shower room, especially when there are no more than one or two persons present. She states her name is Jamie. She is 7 years old, and she is looking for her mother. You can hear a man fussing and a woman screaming for help. After all, the prison is built on top of the old potter's field. Mm. Yeah, that's.
I always said when I die.
And Potter's Field, the old Potter's Field. And let me tell you, this is something about Potter's Field for people who are not from Delaware. Potter's Field is a burial ground where they bury people who don't have insurance. Like,
oh, no, they got a Potter's Field everywhere. It's just called a Potter's
Field.
Okay,
well, our Potter's Field
has an Indian burial
ground. It's an Indian burial ground as well. And people that have died, no insurance or whatever, they get buried there. When you ain't just people that don't care about you. It really, that's what it is. Like you just died. Like
the people who died from the jail.
But then the same thing, like, on that same land is not only a jail, but then the nut house.
Yep.
The crazy house. So the people that died in the crazy house that no family came and got them, they're buried there. And then the people that's nuts. In jail that family didn't care about them are there.
And then you got to deal with criminals.
And then, yes.
So criminals, nuts, Native Americans, and just any old body. Like, no.
So,
no,
wow,
no.
You can think about a lot of stuff going on there. So, yeah. All right, let me see. Newark, Christiana Falls. Okay, we did that one. Did we do Cooch's Bridge? Newark, Cooch's Bridge. The first battle of the American Revolution where the Stars and Stripes were flown in battle. Delaware were delayed the British forces who landed at Turkey Point in Maryland so as to give General Washington time to escape from Philadelphia. One legend states that during the initial skirmish between the Melody and the Redcoats, a British soldier got his head shot off. On a foggy, moonless night, people claimed to see a headless British soldier walking along the roads in the area. There are many other stories associated with this area. Let me tell you about Cooch's Bridge. Me and Walter happened to be in Wilmington, in Newark, and I had seen a sign where it said Cooch's Bridge, and he didn't want to go. He had all that mouth.
You think that moved me? You think that make me feel bad in the least? It doesn't. Because God only knows what awaited us on Cooch's Bridge. When you go looking and searching and sniffing out trouble, chances are trouble's going to find you. And wow. I'll be damned if trouble finds me on Cooch's Bridge.
Wow.
Didn't we drive over the bridge?
No, because you didn't want to take that way. I said, let's go, and it wasn't even that dark.
I don't care if it was bright light. Anything can happen.
Let me tell you something about my son. He got all the mouth in the world. He will say he want to do all this ghost hunting.
No, you want to do ridiculous stuff. Like, go to Battery Park, which is a huge park in Old Newcastle. This park is big. Mind you, down on the beach, there's a legend of the lady who waits for her husband who didn't come back from, I guess he was at war or whatever, and she was waiting on the ship. So she's down there wailing. Then you got the graveyard that I seen the two dates that had the same birthday as us all around there. And then it's just pitch black. And at night, ain't no lights up and down there. When I say dark, I mean dark, dark. And you want to park the car, talk about, come on, let's go in to the pitch blackness. No. No. That's not neat. It's not hip.
He said that's not hip.
I can't see nothing. You don't know what's out there.
That's a shame. She's going to be mad.
You don't know what's out there.
Well, listen. I don't see the problem. You always talking about you want to ghost hunt this and ghost hunt that. And then here's the opportunity from our own hauntings where we were right there. We were right at Cooch's Bridge. And Walter decided he wanted to bitch and moan all talking about, ugh, I'm not going. I'm not going. I don't want to go. Take me home. How am I going to take you home? We right there.
You want
me to go home and come all the way back here by myself when we right here. And you said... He said he wanted to go. That's the crazy part. But anyway, moving on. Did we do Newark, Deer Park in Newark, Delaware? It's Deer Park Inn and Tavern, Main Street. Has been remodeled several times, but back in the 1800s, slaves were traded on the porch. Mm. It is said that Edgar Allan Poe wrote The Raven there. Mm. Once a popular dive for the college kids, the wait staff used to tell stories of sounds on the stairs, which were closed off at the time. When opening or closing the bar, of course, no one was there. Often the front doors would swing as if someone entered, but again, no one was there. excuse me. Again in Newark, Lummis Pond State Park. In the early 70s, a runaway girl was taken into the woods and killed here. The killer was never caught, but sometimes a pleading high-pitched voice and muffled screams can be heard from the woods just off of the swamp forest hiking trail, which goes around Lummis Pond. That's where we was at. That's where we was at, Lummis Pond. And we stayed the night in the cabins.
So it was Lummis Pond.
Yeah, it was Lummis Pond, now that I remember. Because I remember catching a frog there, and it was right by that water. So, yeah. Moving on, we're going to Newark Salem Church Road. There's another place that I said, ooh, Walter, we're on Salem Church Road. Let's turn here and go down Salem Church Road further where they're talking about. But no, once again, Salem Church Road. People say there are a family of six walking across the highway. Back in the 1900s, the family of six was hung because of witchcraft. Ever since then, they hunt the highway to find the relative who hung them.
The relative?
Yeah.
Of the person who hung
them? The relatives. And how about we go down there and we don't really know. Ooh.
You don't come in to hang me? I mean, cut my head off? You don't got to.
Wow. Newark. Another one in Newark, the Valley.
Wow.
Another one in Newark, the Valley.
That's because I never got my letter to Hogwarts.
A long and windy road near the Pike Creek area that many have sighted eyes, heard screams at night, and things run in front of their cars. Seeing things chasing their cars, accidents, or a near miss on this dark and creepy road. The trees that line it seems to follow you and bend down towards your passing car. The woods seem to move with you instead of being passed. Keep your eyes open and your foot on the brake while driving this haunted road. There is also somewhere on this road a tree said to have had an abandoned baby placed in it to die. Sometimes if brave passerby stop, they can hear the tree crying. This distinct sound of an infant crying in the darkness surrounds visitors. Where is this? The Valley. In Newark. Seaford. Airport Road. Airport Road is long. We've seen this one, right? There are two ghosts that reside here. Every Valentine's Day, a bride will be seen weeping while walking up the road. The other ghost is an old Confederate soldier who has been walking up the old dirt road. Aw, you don't know. She probably got, probably killed herself cause on Valentine's Day. Unless she probably was supposed to get married and something.
Maybe it was Maggie's boyfriend. Came up behind her when he saw her about to marry another man and bashed her about the head, face, or neck, causing her to no longer consist of life pulse.
Wow.
And he drags her off into the pond or the woods somewhere and throws her in a shallow grave. And they found her body dead and washed up on the shore. You just never know how.
Can you stop? Selbyville, the witch's tree. You like that, don't you?
I do.
You can see balls of light floating around. You can see a man in an old truck reading a newspaper, but it is impossible to get a truck back where you see him because next to the tree is an 8-foot ditch and the rest is surrounded by thick woods. You can hear a woman crying, a man mumbling, dogs barking. There is sound of a truck starting. Something happened in that truck. Reading the
newspaper. What about the tree?
I don't know why it's called that. They didn't tell me nothing about the tree.
Because the story of the tree, it's a witch. It's like a lady or some type of being. It's almost like the Catman in the night.
They told you?
I know that story. It's almost like the Catman in the night, but it's a different type of spin on it.
Mm.
And she supposedly messes with your car, and then after the car is broke down, and unlike the Catman, she comes right to you. Like you see her marching back away from your car, coming to where y'all at, or like whatever this being is. I don't know if it's a he or she. I just know it's like.
And then how you get away?
That's just the legend that is what's supposed to happen.
It's to kill you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even want to give that a chance. I don't know
what she does. Nobody said to kill you, but you can only suspect. What the hell you coming up here to chat?
And you already messed with my car. Like, she already did what she needed to do with the car, and she's leaving the car coming towards you. So where you going
to
run back?
To the car? Because
you're not running toward her.
I bet you I would. there's only one way out of here, and that's my car. So I'm going, but you never played Friday the 13th? Mm. You have to get the gas, okay, the keys, and a battery. And it don't matter okay. if it's behind you or not, you plug all that stuff in. And plenty of times I've gotten it working and gotten in the car and made it out.
So we're going to go to Smyrna, thanks.
I don't like that place.
Smyrna, Delaware, Black Diamond Road. Mm. A development on this road is said to be built on top of an Indian burial ground.
As many are.
Some things can be pretty creepy at night. Lights glow in the distance, and people who live in those houses in the development say that when taking pictures of family and friends, orbs appear in pictures, maybe to appear, and many appear to be an Indian. Mm. Smyrna, Blevins House. Balls of light, voices, the feeling of that you are not alone, figures walking around. Spirit of a dog named Pee-wee barks. Dead neighbors walk on the property in the shape of a vortex. Man with no face looks through the window of the living room. Man whose skull was crushed inside of a tree walks on the premises with no head, supposedly looking for it. What?
I can't help you. Unless that he had nowhere to money.
Can you stop? Smyrna. Crybaby's Bridge.
You can skip that story and not even try to make me feel like I feel bad, because I would never. Anything called Crybaby's Bridge.
The bridge is said to be haunted by a baby that was born deformed.
Deformed, yep, and he got the strong leg.
And his teenage mother threw him off the bridge because of his condition.
She said,
He is said to have monstrously strong legs, mm-hmm. and he knocks over trees with them when he throws fits crying for his mother. Mm. There are trees falling all over around the bridge. People go there to party and get more than what they were looking for. Car doors lock and windows roll down by themselves, and the car begins to roll backwards. Once you are there, the baby doesn't want you to leave, thinking you're its long lost mother, and it doesn't want to lose you again.
Don't feed me that sob story. You got enough sense to drag my car back. You got enough sense to look on me. Do I look like a teenage mother? Release me, beast. Like, no. Don't start this car and drive out of here. I am not kidding. Trees, I'm not. They basically, when they show you pictures of it, trees is knocked down all around the bridge.
It is.
So it's like, who's not? Is somebody coming here and pushing these down to, like, keep the legend alive? Or it comes a point you gotta be like, nah, maybe it really is that baby with the strong leg. Like. And they said it doesn't, like, could you imagine your windows rolling down? Mm-mm. Like,
no, I can't.
I'll weep out loud. Oh, you would see a scene. Mind you, look in the front seat, I would be all the way down in the seat. Like, you know the part where your feet go?
Yeah.
That's where I would be. Oh, you would feel so bad for me in my last hours, because the cry that would come out of me. I think, I just don't know what I think. Oh my God, I would die. Do you understand? I didn't even want to come in. Oh, and then once that, you know how everything happens in sections. I'm a panic, then I'm a cry, and then I'm going to go into anger. You brought me here. Okay? I didn't even want to do no stuff like that. I told you time and time again. And you always, oh, let's do this, let's do that. I said, don't play it. Don't go to Crybaby's Bridge. There will most likely be death ahead, I said.
Okay, well, we don't got that much long. So we're going to go on to Smyrna Union Street. Girl in a white dress floating through hallway chairs and turned around backwards. Objects misplaced and moved. All electrical objects turned on.
I want you to repeat that again, because what I heard you say is that there's a girl in a white dress
floating through the hallway
backwards.
Chairs turned around backwards.
Oh, okay. You didn't put that. I didn't hear
okay,
that.
Okay, now Smyrna. Because we're on 53. Smyrna. Vila House. House is built on top of a grave. You can see a young boy walking around holding funnel. Story goes that his father tied him up and poured gasoline in his mouth and around his head, then lit him on fire. You can sometimes see him in the mirror for a brief second when you turn on the light. Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Sussex County. Being held back by his dad. His dad's spirit there too.
Sussex County, Cypress Swamp. The road along leading to the swamp is creepy, but it also has been said that at late night you can hear voices coming from the woods. Mm-mm. Now we're going to come on to Wilmington.
Yeah.
Bancroft Academy, which is right around the corner from where we live right now. Yes. Bam. Right around the corner. Bancroft Academy is right around the corner. So in the girls' bathroom on the second floor, lights will turn off and supposedly Mr. Bancroft's red eyes are appearing to look back at you.
First off, what does that say about Mr. Bancroft?
On Friday, the 13th, if you knock on the wall in the girls' bathroom, old Mr. Bancroft will knock back. Mm.
I would be the dummy. I'm so glad I never went to Bancroft and wasn't a girl. Because I would have been the dummy to go.
Okay, we got Bellevue Mansion. It is said that the upper levels of this old DuPont home are off limits because of the mysterious occurrences. Chairs being placed in strange formations in dining rooms when few are in the building. Laughter, screaming, and lights and flickering even after the wiring is done. So then we have Wilmington.
And we have to take a small break.
We have Wilmington, Dead President's Tavern. This tavern is a very old building, 200 years old or so, and has many waiters and waitresses complain of dishes being thrown at them, screaming dominoes floating from the game boards in the recreation room, and the other poltergeist-like incidents and activity all are supposedly related to the ghost of a former customer who was a big prankster in 1950 named Lemonade Mullery, who ended up having the last laugh as he slipped in a puddle of urine in the man's room and broke his neck in the late 60s. An odd but true tale, and a strange presence can fairly easily be felt in dead presidents, even by non-psychic individuals.
That's ridiculous.
And then last but not least, we have Rockwood Mansion in Wilmington. Balls of light and strange sounds are observed here. So that is it for Delaware for now. And I think that I'd like to tell stories of other states that are haunted.
Yeah, I'm going to do another one. So, another one. They got more states.
Right now we're going to end this one.
Let's do Philly.
We're going to go down the line.
Okay.
So Delaware's the first, so we should do Jersey next, or we should go from
to do Philly.
Okay. Well, okay. Well,
this is Walter.
This is Tiki.
For Real Ghost Stories by Real People.
And we will catch you on another episode. We'll be back.
Good day. Farewell. Exempt.
He has to be so extra.
Bitch, no more.
I thought you was going to sing that Blues Clues song.
Hey, this was really fun. We hope you liked it. What kind of thing? The fact that I really, don't do that. It takes me back. Because I'm a millennial.
You was going to sing that good old song,
it takes
huh?
me right on back. I felt it. It was not Blues Clues. It was Bear in the Big Blue House.
Oh.
I love that song. That was him and Luna the Moon. Luna had them pipes. She was jazzy. And he was like more theatrical.
Bear in the Big Blue House.
Yeah.
The house was blue.
Remember when it was they did like this special episode where it was like all of them together?
You was happy.
Oh my God! It was the girl version of Bear in the Big Blue House. All these little, like Muppeteers, and they all sung the song with Luna. And that was like the final episode. I cried. Oh my God! You would have thought I was not even six. I was like two or three with the way I was wailing. Okay, past that door. She said, "If you don't shut that dumb noise up."
Who said that?
Me. Every time I think about her.
That woman's going to haunt you for real, well. You
and
keep on...
going to be the Lord of God that'll compel her. I want that to happen. Don't you see? I must say, don't... We have nothing to talk about. That's one spirit I shall not fear. Go away from here. You and I told you don't ever cross my doorstep again.
That's a shame.
Here you are before me. In full spectral form. You got the numbers?
He always talking about numbers.
Somebody
from
gonna give me the numbers. Either it's gonna be you. But it's definitely gonna be you because we made that deal.
Yeah, we made that deal. That's our unfinished business. That whoever died first is gonna come back with the numbers.
That is not my only unfinished business. I get you the numbers, and then I'm stepping in. Okay, you talk nonsense. I shall rise.
So again. What you mean? You got the unfinished. You got the what? How you stepping in if you got the numbers?
I'm giving you the numbers. Well, look, if the Lord say I can only do one or the other.
then you better send me the numbers. That was the plan.
Babe, I got to step in, and your unfinished business will forever be anger. Okay, you're talking nonsense. It means my life.
Okay, guys, we are tripping. So we're going to go. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Yay.
No round of applause for me. 'Cause Delaware.